If you believe assault is an act, not an adjective, your safety is not just on the gun, it is the gun. Freedom is a fundamental human right. Welcome to your show, Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes. What do you believe? Your safety is your responsibility, not the government's, not anybody else's. Be a citizen, not a subject. Better yet, be a listener. Because it's an inalienable right, not a privilege. The Two-Way Radio Show with Bill Carnes is live, right now. Call 1-800-313-9443.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Man, that just gets you up and punches you right straight in the face, doesn't it? Man, I love that. Whether you like it or not, that rocks. Okay, here we go. Thank you very much, RJ Hinder and crew. Another fine addition. Thank you very much for sending your audience this way. I welcome everybody, good folks listening to RJ Hinder, and incorporated you in with the 2A Radio family. I'm feeling good. So, a little bit of housekeeping, guys. First of all, right here at RBN, Republic Broadcasting, we're always trying to spread the word and get the truth and the information out there to the masses. Well, we could always use a little bit of help from friends. So, for $8, $8, that's it, and it's flat fee, $8, you can get 100 generic RBN cards. I say generic because they don't have anybody's name and title on them that you can hand out. And these are good looking cards. These are not just some sort of cheap thing that came off a laser printer or bubble jet. These are very nice printed cards. Now, I come from a printing background. I was raised in a print shop. I know what good work is and I know what garbage shortcuts are. This is good looking stuff. For $8, you can get 100 of these cards to hand out. You can also, it also comes with a bumper sticker, that's included, as well as a free copy of Aaron Russo's America, From Freedom to Fascism. If you have not seen this particular video, it's a movie, it's a documentary that Aaron Russo did. It was his last project before he died of cancer. And RBN's own Dave Champion happened to be one of Aaron's consultants on this movie, because he goes into a lot of things dealing with taxes as well. It's a very, very encompassing movie. I saw this thing a couple years ago. It is great. And again, Dave Champion, he has his show here on RBN Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time. He has the hour just before John Stadtmiller comes on. So he had involvement in Freedom to Fascism. And with that being said, $8 is going to get you the 100 business cards, the bumper stickers, and Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. And you can get that one of two ways. You can either send the $8 in to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's two different words. Double, then Creek, I guess three different words, then Boulevard. Suite 302. Okay? That's in Round Rock, two different words, Texas, TX, 78664. Or you can call up. You can call 800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. 800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And you can get all of this, the 100 cards, as well as the bumper sticker, as well as Aaron Russo's copy, From Freedom to Fascism, for $8. So take care of that. Got plenty of news, information, commentary, all that great stuff coming up in the rest of the show. So stay tuned. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes is live. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, folks, I have a special guest on the line. You've heard from him a couple times before. This is Eric Severson of the Appleseed Project. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How have you been?
I've been good.
Good.
Real good.
I haven't seen you in about, what, 6 or 8 weeks now?
Yeah, since right before, when I was over at your house, before I did the AR Armors course.
That's right. How have things been going, man? How's your training?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah? So I understand you're calling in a little bit about something to do with the Appleseed Project. Do me a favor, remind everyone about the Appleseed Project, and then spit it.
Yeah, what the Appleseed Project is, we're a nationwide nonprofit organization teaching rifle marksmanship and American heritage. Kind of our philosophy is we believe that America used to be a nation of riflemen, and that's not the case anymore. And our mission is to restore that heritage of the American riflemen. So what Appleseed is, the two-day shoot, it's always on Saturday and Sunday. You come out, we teach you some basic fundamentals of rifle marksmanship, you know, the steps to firing the shot, proper sight alignment, trigger control, how to get in the prone, sitting, kneeling, and standing positions. And then during lunchtime, we talk about the events of April 19th, 1775, which I personally believe is the most important day in American history. There wouldn't be a 4th of July if it wasn't for April 19th.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and that was the day we consider the day that the heritage of the American rifleman started, because a bunch of farmers put a pretty good whipping on the greatest army that was had ever been on the earth at that time, for the main reasons, because the colonial militia were better shots with their muskets than the British were, and that was one of the keys to victory.
You know,
so we like to talk about that. We like to remind Americans what their, you know, where their heritage and where their freedom and their liberties came from, because I believe that if you understand all that stuff, then you'll do something to help preserve that and restore it. You'll turn off American Idol for a little while and go do something.
You know, Eric, I've got to tell you, I have thought quite a bit about this whole episode at Concord Lexington, and by far the British regulars outnumbered the colonial ranchers that were there. And it just goes to show, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. These guys had their freedom and liberty to protect from government-forced tyranny, or government-attempted forced tyranny over taxation without representation, and just the king and all of his men trying to force the policies of someone overseas down the throats of the colonists, who didn't come here to farm new land. They came here to get away from such oppressive government. And these guys, they really had their livelihood. Look, we don't have anywhere else to go. And they were not going to put up with squat at Concord Lexington.
That's the fact. That was when they said, look, this is it, no more. You're not taking anything else from us without a fight.
And hence, from that moment, that seems to be where the land of the brave, the home of the brave and the land of the free, really, that's really when it happened, right then and there. April 19th does not get celebrated anywhere near like it should. It should be a national holiday.
Absolutely.
That should be probably the next national holiday. As a matter of fact, there's probably several others that we could do away with that would much better replace that when it comes to national holiday. By the way, happy Good Friday to you.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Absolutely. All right. So carry on.
Okay. Yeah. And to commemorate April 19th, this year, April 19th is on a Monday. So we right now have, last time I spoke to you, I think we had 75 shoots lined up nationwide for April 17th and 18th. Right now we have 98 lined up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You guys must be stretching the instructor core to the gills with Appleseed.
Yeah, it's we're stretching it pretty thin as we can without and still be effective.
Good. And you know what? That's really cool, because I would imagine that probably just about every instructor, qualified instructor with Appleseed, is gladly donating their weekend
because of the
dates.
It's the weekend I get the most excited about all year.
Absolutely.
And I look out. Usually I go out on the road, I don't know, 3-4 hours at a time to get to a shoot, but this one's 10 minutes from my house, so that's kind of cool for me.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. So now give us the website and a little bit more info on being able to sign up for this when it comes to Appleseed. And I also know that you guys have a certain rate, but then some people are exempt from the rate. So tell us a little bit about all of that.
Okay. The website is www.rwva.org. That's Revolutionary War Veterans Association, Romeo Whiskey Victor Alpha.org. And when you get to the website, there's a tab across the top, and one of them just says Appleseed, and you can put the cursor on that, and it'll go down to schedule. And you can click on the schedule and find a shoot in your area on April 17th and 18th or another weekend during the year that you can make it, and you can sign up right on the website. The only people that pay for Appleseed are men over 21 that are not in the military. Everybody else shoots for free. Women shoot free, kids shoot free, and active duty, reserve, and National Guard shoot free. We'd like to let everybody shoot free, but there's cost of putting these events on that have to be paid somehow.
Gotcha.
We like to let the family shoot free to promote entire families coming out, which we do get a lot of. We love having kids come out. I love it when an 11-year-old girl comes out and just tears up targets.
As a matter of fact, there was, I think an 11 or 12-year-old girl that was out with her folks when I took the class from you last fall.
Yes, and there was a young boy there, about 13 or so, too, who shot really good.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
So now tell us what kind of gear and equipment we need for this shoot.
Okay, most of the shooting is done at 25 meters with reduced targets. We've actually been pushed by the, I guess, higher up, so to speak, at Appleseed, that we really need to start doing more full distance shooting, which I'm in full agreement with.
Oh yeah.
But if you have an AR-15, M1 Garand, M1A, HK-91, something like that, bring it on out. If ammo's an issue for you, the price, the availability, a 22 will do just fine at that distance. And one of the ones we see a lot being used is the Ruger 10/22, because you can put it, so there's so many modifications and extra things you can put on them. Like there's a website, techsights.com, TECH-SIGHTS, where you can buy AR-15 style sights for a Ruger 10/22 that are adjustable, not like the stock ones that come that are next to impossible to adjust.
They are very difficult, and it's. I've seen the tech sights. Matter of fact, you'd recommended the tech sights to one of our friends, Scott, and I ended up going on there and looking and seeing what these tech sights are all about, and they're very cool little peep sights for the 10/22. It's a great modification.
Yeah, it's a good one. Versus if you want to train with open sights versus a scope, it's a good way to go because you can make your adjustments.
Yeah, and guys, I got to tell you, Eric's been doing this for a while. I've been teaching rifles for a while. I've got to tell you, if you shoot with nothing but a scope on your gun, you're doing yourself a radical disservice. Really, when it comes down to learning to shoot rifles, people ask me all the time, Eric, I'm sure you get the same question, should I go with sights, open sights, or should I go with a scope? My response is, go with open sights until you have got that gun so well figured out and you can nail whatever you're shooting out with the sights. Then consider adding a scope, because that'll enhance a little bit of distance, being able to read wind downrange a little bit, such as that. But if you start with the scope and then you end up with a rifle that has open sights, you're really screwed. You're really in a hole. But if you start being able to shoot open sights and then move on to a scope, you're definitely doing yourself a good service being able to shoot that rifle.
That's pretty much exactly what I tell people.
Yeah. It's kind of like this. You know, the first car I ever owned, I had a stick shift. I wanted a manual transmission, specifically because I knew if I did that, I'd always be able to drive a stick. I didn't want to start with an automatic and then try to learn how to drive a manual transmission later. So another little thing. I try to relate as many car things over to guns as I can, because everybody seems to understand cars.
Right, yeah, that's a good analogy.
So you guys are really turning up the heat for the weekend just prior to April 19th on this, and I have to applaud you. That is fantastic.
Thanks, yeah. We enjoy it. But I say, back to the gear, we'd also recommend you bring a shooting mat, maybe some maybe a shooting jacket, maybe some elbow pads or knee pads, just to help out a little bit, because you get up and down into the prone and sitting position several times over the weekend, and it can wear on your elbows a little bit.
That you do. By the way, I got to tell you, a really simple, very cheap, easy shooting mat. You can go to any. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Target. You can go anywhere and get one of these little rollout yoga mats. They're about 6 feet long. They're about 30 inches wide, and they're about $6.50. And those things seem to work out just fine.
Yeah, they do. You don't need to buy some fancy Midway or Dillon one. If you want to, fine. I got a few. But, you'll need about 500 rounds of ammo, and you'll need plenty of water and a sack lunch for each day.
And a sling.
And a sling, yes. If you get just the standard GI web sling.
Great.
You find them online for about, as a matter of fact, you can buy them off the Appleseed website.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the GI web sling.
For $15.
Very, very simple device and excellent. Eric, thanks very much for calling in, man. I wish you the very best. I understand that you've got the one going on in Ridgecrest, California. I wish you success there, as I do anybody who shoots in California. And thanks again for calling in.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care, guys. Okay. That is the RWVA.org. Stay tuned. I've got plenty coming at you. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
You can have the alcohol and tobacco. Leave the firearms to us. Right now, the 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes.
Welcome back. You know, we discuss many times here on the show about things such as the right to keep and bear arms and why. Really, they say God created man, and Sam Colt made them equal. The reason being is this. God might have created a man who's 6'8", 340 pounds and ripped, and he also created a man who is 5'1", 115 pounds, and meek. So, if you give them each a Colt Peacemaker, they're now equal. Otherwise, the bar is leaned incredibly heavy over towards the guy who's 6'8", 300 plus pounds. So, it's the great equalizer. It really is. The Founding Fathers saw that, realized it was a great equalizer, and it equalized the people, the citizens, the colonists of their time, against government tyranny, such as Concord Lexington. Some people nowadays just don't get it. They don't understand their American history. Oftentimes it's because they're learning history out of a book that's been rewritten and literally rewrote history from the leftists in charge of rewriting the textbooks. You've probably all heard about how that's being beaten up and squashed out of the great state of Texas, and I couldn't applaud them more. This is wonderful and fantastic. So, the thing is, we might end up with kids in Texas learning proper American history in the other 49 states. It might just not go down that way. They're going to learn the alternate history that the leftists want them to learn. I hope everyone follows Texas' lead. The reason I say this is it's all prefacing a letter written to the editor from a guy named Patrick Victor of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and he wrote it to Fredericksburg.com, which is a local news outlet. And it's entitled, Deliver Me from Guns and Their Owners. This was published just yesterday. Listen to this. Much of the time when I am on Fredericksburg.com and comment on handgun control, I get angry responses from people who misunderstand the Second Amendment. So this is a guy who believes he understands what the Second Amendment is all about. Let's see if we agree with him. He says, first, the Second Amendment mentions a militia, which today has been replaced by the National Guard. So it doesn't include handguns. trust me, the federal government has enough firepower behind it that if it wanted to take over somebody's home, a handgun isn't going to do the trick. You've got to be kidding me. It mentions the militia, which today has been replaced by the National Guard. It is not. Why in the world do you leftist progressives believe that the National Guard has replaced the militia? What in the world brings you to believe that? This is about individuals. They're, militia? Sure. The thing is, a lot of people nowadays, thanks to the Marxist media, and I have to thank Dave Patton for bringing to my attention, we ought to just call it as we see it. It's not mainstream. It's not lamestream. It's not big media. It's Marxist media by every sheer definition. So thank you, Dave Patton, my fill-in host. The Marxist media would have you believe that the word militia means a bunch of gun nuts who want to kill cops and innocent people and blow stuff up. Well, that's not so, guys. Because that gets put into your head by the Marxist media does not mean it's true. So then he says it doesn't include handguns. Well, you know what? It doesn't include any specific gun. You're thinking maybe it includes a musket. Does it include a lever-action rifle? A bolt-action rifle? How about a pump-action shotgun? Does it include a submachine gun or a machine gun? Does it include anything of a specific caliber? What does it include there, Patrick Victor of Fredericksburg, Virginia? And he says that the government has enough firepower. If it wanted to take over somebody's home, the government is going to be able to do it because a handgun in the hands of the homeowner isn't going to do the trick. So now you're condoning? Look, just let them do it. Don't fight them, especially if all you have is a handgun. He says, second, handgun owners irrationally equate owning a gun with freedom when the opposite is true. What? Let's see what he has to say. He says, I have the right to be free from someone who has a gun in his possession. The opposite is not true. I want to protect my family from people with arms, not arm them. Well, answer me this, Patrick, between, you know, your taking of my doll. How in the world are you going to protect your family from people with arms? And who are the people with arms you need to protect yourself with? Obviously, it would seem as though you're happy to let the government thugs with guns run around and not say that there's a bad guy with a gun. How are you going to protect yourself from a bad guy with a gun if you don't have one? Riddle me that, Batgirl. Third, I have been reading this paper for 16 years now. I've never seen a headline stating innocent person protected by handgun. I do see stories about people getting killed by them, though, like the poor soul killed recently for having his house dirty. Whatever that is. He says, finally, a lot of people believe law-abiding citizens own guns. If you ask me, the easiest way for law-abiding citizens to become a criminal is to carry a gun. Wow. We're going to address this a little bit more when we return from the break. Hopefully your heads aren't spinning too fast. Take a break, have a sip of coffee, and I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gun control, loved by dictators since 1917. The two-way radio show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
Welcome back. I'm reading this letter to the editor by a guy named Patrick Victor of Fredericksburg, Virginia, giving his view of the Second Amendment, stating that, he believes that the right to be free from the Second Amendment goes, the Second Amendment, handgun owners equate owning a gun with freedom when the opposite is true. So you're free without a gun, evidently. He says, I have the right to be free from someone who has a gun in his possession. The opposite is not true. I want to protect my family from people with arms, not arm them. Which means to say that you believe the people of England, jolly old England, Great Britain, are free. Because they're not allowed to own guns. They're not allowed to protect their family from anybody with guns. They can't have them. As a matter of fact, self-protection, you're not even allowed to do. A couple of bad guys break into a house. I read the story 2-3 months ago. Threaten to kill everyone in the house, rape all the women in the house, and then set the house on fire. The guy, the man of the house, ends up grabbing a samurai sword and cuts the ear of one of the guys off, well, nearly off, and he's prosecuted for it. So maybe that's the type of place you'd like to live, but not here in America. I'm sorry. There are places like that to live. If you want to live in a communist nation, there are many communist nations to go to. If you want to live under a tyrannical monarchy, there are places to live like that. If you want to live in an area controlled by factioning warlords, there are places in the world to live like that. As a matter of fact, you can almost pick your climate and what country you'd like to live in based on what sort of oppressive government they have. However, if you want to live in a free country, we are kind of that free country still in a little bit of a way. Not really anywhere near resembling what it used to be, but we're on our way to setting it back. I got to tell you guys, the next election cycle coming up, I think it's going to be absolutely an historical cycle back to conservatism. However, it's going to be a total waste of time at the same time. The reason being is this. When one party is in power, they end up just basically oppressing and doing a whole bunch of get back at the minority party. Then when that cycle changes, they end up doing the opposite. For instance, the Democrats had control for many, many years, like back in the, during the Reagan administration. When the Republicans came in under Bush, they ended up doing the Contract on America and all this other garbage. It was just to beat up the Democrats. Well, now the Democrats are back in control again, and massively so, and they are trying to beat up the Republicans and all the conservative movements. I mean, look at this whole socialized medicine piece that went through. They invoked every special rule handed down by the Senate and the House in order to push this thing through. So having it go straight up, no, that wasn't going to happen. And that's by people in power that want to do what they can. These special rules and things such as that need to be thrown out. They should have been thrown out years ago. They shouldn't even exist now. It's just, they should be the rules, and we shouldn't be dealing with exceptions. However, it's the exceptions that get these exceptionally bad laws passed. So, what we end up with now is we end up with a country that we need to get back. And when everything gets voted back in November to a more conservative set of rules, what they're going to do in Congress, in both houses of Congress, is they're going to punish the Democrats for what they're doing now. And really nothing's going to get done. It's going to send a big message. Obama's going to be much more neutered, even if he lasts that much longer. There are still lawsuits going on questioning his eligibility, which we'll get into in a moment. But I want to finish up with this Patrick Victor of Fredericksburg, Virginia. This guy is so off base. And he finishes by saying, in D.C. versus Heller, the Supreme Court voted 5-4 to void D.C.'s gun law. Let's hope we get the final justice soon to protect us from irrational NRA gun-loving zealots. I can see the anger coming on Fredericksburg.com. I'm glad I have tough skin. You don't need tough skin. Patrick, you're just so far off base, it is unconscionable. But here's the thing. Here's the deal. You know, if you want to be a total pansy, you don't want people to have guns, you don't want to have guns in your house, you don't want your family to have guns, that's fine. Just go about your business. But to suggest that the rest of America becomes the same pansy-esque little wuss girl that you are, then just go about and do that on your own. You know, you don't need to be posting stuff all over the internet and saying, look, those of you who are virile, testosterone-ridden, freedom-loving men, come to the world of pansy that I exist in because I promote the world of pansy. I'm sorry, but, you know, That's for your position. That's for you to live in, not the rest of us. So please, you and there's many other pansies like you that want to be just a bunch of gunless wannabes, you know, munching on my doll as opposed to Advil when your body hurts. Then just carry on and do that. That's okay. You know, and who am I to say that you're wrong? I'm not here to say that you're wrong for doing that. Just, that's commie propaganda. All right? And keep it to yourself, please. All right? Just commie propaganda. Now, let's get back to this whole thing about really what's happening here in America. This is a piece written by a guy named Nathan Lowther, Lowther. And it's entitled One Down, But More to Go in Changing America Worldview. So you see that this is a progressive leftist Marxist. He says, it's possible U.S. President Barack Obama actually lived up to his Superman image by getting some form of health care reform passed in the U.S., a.k.a. socialized medicine. Sure, some feel that he caved and only whitewashed an ugly fence, but at least he got something through to build on for the future. While the shrill cries of socialism from the lunatic fringe to the right is certainly nowhere near accurate, it is a first step to a larger social reform in the U.S. Now, it's interesting because the choice of words used here, social reform, by sheer definition, explains and defines socialism. So you say cries of socialism from the lunatic fringe to the right, certainly nowhere near accurate, is the first step to a larger social reform in the U.S. So it is socialism in your own words. You don't even know how to define yourself. He says, I view it as great news, not just for our friends and neighbors downstream from us, but for everyone, really. There's no denying the influence America carries globally, even post-Dubois, whoever that is. That must be some leftist hero. Even so, the babiest of steps to the left signifies positive news. The babiest of steps to the left signifies positive news. Well, and what, guys? Government control of everything? Again, if you want to have government control of everything, just move north. Or move to anywhere in Europe. Really, that's where it is. There's only one country that even attempts to suggest that there's any freedom left. That's in America. And that's being robbed from us. We're being raped of our freedom. He says, for the next social upheaval, which is, again, a defining characteristic of socialism, which he denies any of this has anything to do with. For the next social upheaval, I'd like to see a president eradicate the Second Amendment. Can you believe this? Have a president eradicate an amendment to the Constitution single-handedly? He says, this is the amendment that protects citizens from the forceful return of the King of England. It reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Unfortunately, the reality of the Second Amendment is a jeopardized security, and not just for American citizens, but for citizens all around the globe. So now we have the globalist socialist influence in this guy. It reinforces and solidifies the militant nature of the American stereotype, which unfortunately exists in the reality of American foreign policy. So now he's talking about American stereotypes. So we need to have reform and more social gathering with the rest of the world. So now we're looking at a one-world sort of government and a one-world lovey-dovey kind of environment. He said, as an added bonus, it ensures a plentiful supply of weapons remaining available to the, quote, well-regulated militia, like street gangs and organized crime. The resulting increased security shows in the form of, according to the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, firearm homicide rates being 8 times higher in the States than in Canada, and handgun homicides being over 15 times higher. Okay, jackass. Let's talk just for a moment about that. America outweighs the population population of Canada at about 50 to 1. You understand? So if you want to have the percentages there, we can do it. Not the times. All right? Doesn't work out like that. He says, but that's their business, right? Well, it might be if they could keep their guns in their own country, but they can't. A report written by Philip J. Cook, Wendy Kukier Reederson, and Keith Krause, published in the journal Criminology and Criminal Justice, found that, quote, the U.S. is undoubtedly a major supplier of illegal guns, particularly handguns, to both Canada and Mexico, and that the majority of traced handguns recovered from Canadian crime scenes originate in the U.S. It says, is undoubtedly a major supplier. That means there is no fact behind this whatsoever. It is an anti-gun socialist opinion. He continues by saying the authors also say that the scarcity of data keeps them from submitting a more exact figure. But it gets the point across, and the issue isn't just about domestic guns. So right there you admit that the scarcity of data keeps them from submitting more exact figures, which means it's nothing more than opinion. He says the American military complex also fuels an international Second Amendment. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute reports that global military spending has increased by 45% from 1999 to 2008. Keep in mind, dumbass, that the dollar has been devalued by about 45% over those same 10 years. He says, not surprisingly, the U.S. spent over 41% of total expenditures in 2008. Less surprising still is U.S. suppliers accounted for 41% of sales between 2001 and 2008. Wow. He says, I doubt I flabbergasted anyone with this information. But the stats do reinforce how much weight weapons manufacturers have in American politics. Companies like Lockheed Martin Corporation and Northrop Grumman donate millions to political campaigns and also receive billions in Department of Defense contracts. Throw in the influence of gun owner lobby groups like the NRA and the Second Amendment appears pretty safe for the moment. He continues by saying now that the American political right is adverse to constitutional change. On the contrary, they voted for Bush Jr. the second time on the inferred promise of changing the Constitution to ban gay marriage. In defense of the family, of course, he says, but defending the family only goes so far as shown by the 2009 budget that allotted 54% to defense, but only a combined 11.5% to health and education. Perhaps Obama's health reform will help balance the distortion, and maybe once the initial shock and this fall into socialism have passed, the American public will discover they like having access to affordable health care. Wow. This guy is so far off the deep end. Again, this is Nathan Lowther, Lowther. He is so far off the deep end into socialism and social reform. Oh, it's wonderful. Where do you think, you absolutely pathetically stupid, and I mean stupid as in the definition of stupid, not just ignorant, because there's information out there to educate you that there is no way that this health care reform, this socialized medicine as it truly is going to be cheaper. It's going to cost all of us much, much, much more in the tax scheme. So when you actually go to the doctor, you're going to pay a little bit less. However, it's going to cost you way more before you ever even get there. How could you possibly deem that it's less expensive when every single thing that we do is going to cost more money to pay for it? How in the world do you believe it's going to be cheaper? That's why, Nathan, I call you stupid, because the information about all of these costs is there. If you just look at it, and it's been presented in front of you, you would be ignorant until you read it and understood it. But since it's there, and it's available for you, and you just choose not to, that makes you, by sheer definition, stupid. And other people who believe the same way, that refuse to look at the hows and the whys and the wherefores, again, as stupid joining you in that club. There are many millions of you in the country. Everything that you wrote in here saying that the socialism is basically conjured up by the radical right, but yet you do nothing but list socialist information, and you even name it later in your op-ed piece, in your letter, as socialism. You give it its own title after having deferred away from it in the beginning. You move right to it towards the end. Yet again, very confused, very raped in the mind, and just a pathetic, sorry, miserable excuse for someone referring to themselves as an American. This is the type of person that we as true Americans should be allowed to look at, shake our heads, pat them on the head, and say, I'm sorry, you can't call yourself American anymore, because you don't live up to what everything that the Americans truly stand for. This is not a progressive society. There are many, many progressive societies in the world. If you want to move to one, there are many that are English-speaking. Please go. Experience. Actually experience what it's like to live in one before you deem the rest of us, damn the rest of us, into living in one. I'll be right back.
Your right to listen and take action shall not be infringed. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back.
Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong, if this is not where you belong.
Okay, here's a response to the last two letters that I read, and the jackass punks that wrote it, and the stupid people that believe them. Here's a story out of Washington, D.C., oppressive gun capital of America. It says 9 people were wounded along a city block in southern Washington, D.C. Tuesday night after shooters opened fire on a crowd, according to police. Metro Police Chief Kathy Lehner, who's a pathetic excuse for even a cop, let alone a police chief, said the shooting prompted a lengthy police chase that ended in the arrest of 3 people. 4 officers were treated for minor injuries from an accident during the chase. The victims, who were shot near the 5,000 block of South Capitol Street, included 6 males and 3 females, and some were in very serious condition, according to Lanier. A 10th person was shot nearby in Galveston Street, but it wasn't clear whether the two shootings were related. Lanier declined to give more details, saying it was too early in the investigation. However, she did tell reporters that, quote, we've made a lot of progress to stop gang retaliation and violence, and in the end, if this ends up being some kind of gang retaliation, then shame on all of us. Shame on all of us. Why is there shame on all of us for gang violence in Washington, D.C.? I don't get it, Kathy. You're an idiot. Always have been, and now you're just proving yourself to be. How about this? In St. Louis, a police officer has been, an Overland police officer charged with the man's death had quarreled with the man and pushed him down a flight of stairs. A surveillance camera the victim kept for security may have helped crack the case. The victim, Kim Hamilton, 49, was pushed the night of March 20th after the altercation at Hamilton's duplex. He died 5 days later. On Monday, Overland Police Officer Andrew Thomas Resignin was charged with 1 count of first-degree involuntary manslaughter. So now we're getting killed by the police, but wait, there's more. Police welfare check leaves a woman dead. Police in Franklin Township, New Jersey, recently announced an innovative program designed to improve the safety of senior citizens. Through Operation Blue Angel, elderly residents would leave a key to their front doors in a lockbox, accessible by a combination known only to police. They could do a safety check. What could go wrong? Well, one problem is demonstrated in the shooting death of a 47-year-old Prairie Village, Kansas woman just March 31st, a couple days ago. Police were sent to her apartment to conduct a welfare check. For some reason, she said she didn't want to be helped by the friendly state functionaries with guns. Oh, but yes, we insisted. We replied, we're the Blue Angels, and we're going to come in. Well, the lady didn't want them in, so they brought in the tactical squad and killed her. Folks, we need to be armed and trained. I'd like to close by saying, to those of you within our government, we will be watching you in Congress, the executive, and judicial branches all very closely as we organize to save our freedom, liberty, and country. We will not become the subjects of governmental rule. Stay tuned for Don and John with the Control Factor coming up next.
Bill will be here tomorrow. Will Your Freedoms? The 2A Radio Show, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 Central, Monday through Friday.